Then notice 13. Also I shook my lap and said, so God shake out every man from his house, from his labor, that performeth not this promise. Even thus he be shaken out and emptied. And all the congregation, they said, amen. And I think today it was said in the pulpit, something that is as strong as this, that I think the congregation today would say amen. Because, you know, just takes one bad apple to spoil a whole barrel of apples. And you can put one skunk in a whole field full of cats. And believe me, that one little old skunk, he is going to louse up the whole outfit and give them all a bad name. And it'd be well to mark him out and get the bad apple out of the barrel and a skunk out of the field of cats. May I say to you, that's exactly what this man's doing. He's actually pronouncing a curse upon him. He just shook out his lap. I think this is a tremendous scene. It's a picturesque scene. It's a dramatic scene. Nehemiah, with this long robe that he's wearing, remember, he's a government official, and he had on a uniform, and he shook that out, and he said right before that crowd, that's the way God'll shake you out. And I'll shake you out if you don't make this good. May I say to you, that's a way to talk to them. Paul could say that, you know, to the Galatians, I wish they were cut off at trouble, you. He said, I wish we could just absolutely cut them off. And that doesn't sound very good, does it? Well, what they were doing doesn't sound very good. Now we see something of the personal life of Nehemiah. And it's wonderful. Moreover, from that time that I was appointed to be their governor in the land of Judah, from the 20th year even unto the 32nd year of Artaxerxes the king, that is 12 years, I and my brethren have not eaten the bread of the governor. Now, he had a right to draw a salary. He did not. But the former governors that had been before me were chargeable unto the people, had taken of them bread and wine, beside 40 shekels of silver. Yea, even their servants bear rule over the people. But so did not I because of the fear of God. I love this man Nehemiah. Yea, also I continued in the work of this wall, neither bought we any land. He didn't go into real estate speculation. He wasn't taking something on the side. And all my servants were gathered thither under the work. Moreover, there were at my table 150 of the Jews and rulers, besides those that came unto us from among the heathen that are about us. Now, that which was prepared for me daily was one ox and 6 choice sheep. He said, I only took my expenses. That was all that I received. Also, fowls were prepared for me. And once in 10 days, stores of all sorts of wine. Yet for all this required not I the bread of the governor, because the bondage was heavy upon this people. Think upon me, O my God, for good, according to all that I've done for this people. You know, he didn't go into the real estate business. It's not good when preachers go into business either. And this man was different from the other governors. Now, the people would forget him. That's the sad thing about today. That's what many a famous person has learned. The world will forget you. The people might forget, and alas, they do forget. But he asked God to remember him. Think upon me, my God. And you know, God, he doesn't remember our sins anymore, but he'll always remember your good works. Unless he forgets, he writes it down. Isn't it wonderful? Our God remembers, and Nehemiah asks him to remember, and after all, that's all that matters. Isn't he a wonderful man? Well, we'll follow on in the rebuilding of the walls next time as we come to the 6th chapter. Until then, may God richly bless you, my beloved.